American workplaces have a problem. A growing number of people just aren't that into their jobs. A new Gallup report finds less than a third of people are engaged with their work. As NPR's Andrea Hsu reports, that is not just an issue for workers. It could hurt their companies.
This drop in employee engagement started in the pandemic, and it's only getting worse. Jim Harder is Gallup's chief workplace scientist.
The younger workers in particular are less connected to their organization, less satisfied with their organization overall.
Young millennials and Gen Zers reported feeling less cared for at work, less heard. Fewer of them said they have someone who encourages their development. Fewer have a best friend at work. Harder says that's become an important predictor of whether someone might recommend their company or consider looking for a different job.
Having a friend at work matters more now than it did pre-pandemic.
Gallup found engagement fell most among people who could work remotely but have to work on site. But the survey found another problem with fully remote workers. A growing number of them are now in a middle zone that Jim Harder equates to quiet quitting.
They'll show up, do the minimum required, but not much else, and they'll still look for other opportunities out there.
These findings don't surprise Tanvi Sinha. She's an audit manager at the accounting firm Matthews, Carter & Boyce in Fairfax, Virginia. She started her career back when everyone was in the office every day, even Saturdays in the busy season.
You develop that relationship with people, you make friends with people, you're spending most of the time at work, you're going out for lunches. So those are the things that you're missing, you know.
Now that coming to the office is optional. But it's not just about being social, Sinha says. It can help your career to get a holistic view of your company.
Working remotely, you're working on one project. You don't even know what kind of other projects your firm does or what kind of other people you can be working with. You have very little exposure.
The Gallup survey backs that up. Across age groups and no matter where people were working, it found employees were less connected to the broader purpose of their companies, also less clear about what's expected of them. Jim Harder says that's worrisome.
You could almost equate it to employees becoming a little bit more like gig workers.
Who aren't as loyal to their employers, who aren't in it for the long haul.
I believe the companies are having a reckoning.
Stephanie Frias is chief people officer at Lyra Health, which provides mental health services to companies. With all the quiet and real quitting going on, she says companies are now realizing that workers want something different and expect something different.
We're going through a time where what work means is being redefined. And it's being challenged, right? What worked in the past isn't going to work. And what makes it hard is that no one truly has a playbook.
Frias says focusing on mental wellness is key to increasing worker engagement and retention. What she's hearing from workers is this.
I still want to engage in the workplace, but I want to do it in a way that is convenient and palatable to my lifestyle.
The accounting firm where Tanvi Sinha works is trying to find a good balance. People aren't required to be in the office, but managers like Sinha do encourage their teams to come in, and preferably on the same days.
Pick a few days, you know, mingle with people, talk to people.
Sinha says technology can help. She does set up regular video calls with her team members to check in. But even so, there are pitfalls.
Some people who were hired in COVID, I mean, I went to work after a long time and I couldn't even recognize that this is the person. So that's bad on my part.
Jim Harder at Gallup says good managers are now more important than ever. They're the ones who can make sure employees know what's expected of them and help employees feel cared for. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.